Continued. This is part 13, canto 10, chapter 44, text 15. So the gopis used to always be singing Krishna's glories. When they were milking the cows, or when they were churning the yogurt, and when they were pounding the grains, avahanane. Avahanane is that they have in a big stone container grains, and they have a big long stone stick, and they will pound the grains, and the husk will come off. I think the people in the cities and the people here will not have even seen these things. Sometimes they will, these Brajvasi ladies, they will use dheki, something called dheki, to separate the husk of rice. I think most of you have not even heard of what is dheki. Glorious are those people even today who live in villages and have taken their birth in villages. They have done and seen all these things themselves. This, even in the cities in India, even after hearing, they cannot understand. In India, they just take their grains in the mill and give the grains to the man, and they give the flour back to them in a bag. What to speak of mill in this country? You don't even see the mill. You just get prepackaged packages of flour, etc., sitting on the shelves. One time here in US, I went to one Indian person's house. They had a child. He must have been about 10 years old. So I was talking to him and preaching to him that you should eat vegetarian foods. You should be a vegetarian. And I was trying to explain to him that cow is our mother. She gives us milk. And he was trying to understand, how is the cow my mother? Then I was trying to explain to him that the cow gives milk, and you drink that milk when you're a baby, when you're a child, and you grow on that milk. So cow is your mother. So this boy said, milk comes from cows. Then I asked him, where do you think milk comes from? He says, we get it from the store. My daddy brings from the store. He said, you get it from the stores, but how does it get to the store? And I tried to explain to him that the cow gives milk. She has these udders, and then milk, she is milked by a milkman or by a machine. And milk comes out of that, and then they put them in the bottles and sell you in the stores. He was amazed. He had never heard, what to speak of, have seen such a thing. He was surprised. Milk comes from cows? Because he has seen. So a person who has not even seen a cow, what to speak of a cow being milked by a milkman's hands, how they can understand this katha, what is spoken by the women about the gopis milking the cows? How can they understand? Now you tell me. He has not even seen. The gopis used to milk the cows. Even when they were milking the cows, they used to sing Krishna's glories. So all this should be seen. And how the milk cows are milked, how the grains are winnowed, how butter is churned by hand. And while they would make flour from the grains, it's called a chakki. There's a round, flat piece of stone, and has a hole through it, and there's another round flat piece of stone, and you pour the grains into it and you grind. There's a stick, you move the top stone, and that one grinds against the bottom stone, and in this way they make powder from chickpeas and from wheat, rice, etc. These days it is all forgotten. Mathan, riding on swings, putting cow dung mixture on the painting the floor with a cow dung mixture, riding the swings, Sometimes we put babies on a swing and we swing the baby when they cry. Ukshana, while they would take bath. While they were cleaning the house. Anurakt, they were very much attached. With Ashru Kanthaya, with tears in their eyes and their throats were choked. And their minds were fixed in Krishna. They used to do all their household chores and they would have tears in their eyes and their throat choking. They would sing, they would be singing the glories of Krishna while they were doing all these household chores. All glorious are these women of Vraja. We are not fortunate. We are actually unfortunate that we were born in Mathura. Why were we not born in Vraj? This is, although they were directly looking at the Lord and they were condemning themselves, but they were seeing, what they're saying is that they're seeing Krishna they had the wrong opportunity. They were not able to see Krishna when he was in a happy mood, like when he was in Vraja.
Pratar brajat brajataya vishaprascha sayam gurbhi samam kwanayato senishamya venum nirgamya turnam adalah patibhuri pulyaha pasyanti sasmitamukham sadaya avalokam.
Text 16.
Pratah kal.
In the morning, Krishna with his sakhas, he would go with his friends to the forest, and sayam, in the evening, he will be returning together with the cows. And at that time, in his most beautiful lips, he would be playing venu, flute, and he would be singing sometimes. And at that time, the gopis would all come out of their homes and they would get darshan of Krishna. How much pleasure they must be getting. Definitely they must have done, for thousands and thousands of lifetimes, they must have done so much devotional service that they are able to see Krishna in this happy mood, coming back home from the forest. Definitely these women of Vraja are very, very glorious, very special. And Sri Krishna also mercifully glances upon them with his smiling face. When the women, these women of Mathura, with their most tender hearts, they were feeling in this way towards the Lord, with so much love and devotion, they were talking about the Lord to each other, one another. The Lord heard these. He could hear this. He heard their talks. And then he thought, I should not keep them in such suffering condition for too long. They're tortured too much by seeing me in this way. They're all crying and in great distress, although they could not cry in a very loud voice, but Krishna could understand. Then the Lord decided that he will now kill Charun. He didn't want to keep them. Text 17. Hey Maharaj Parikshit, when Yogeshwareshwar Hari, here Sukadev Goswami is saying to Parikshit Maharaj, when Yogeshwar he heard these women speaking in this way, then the master of all mystic power, he just made up his mind to kill his opponent, to relieve the women of their distress.
सभया स्त्रीगिरः श्रुत्वा पुत्रस्नेह सुचातुरौ पितरौ अन्वतप्येतां पुत्रयो रघुधौ बलम्।
टेक्स्ट 18।
सभय बात को सुनकर जसुदेव और देवकी और नंद महाराज बहुत विकल हो गए।
देवकी एंड वासुदेव एंड नंद महाराज दे ओवरहर्ड दिस विमेन्स फियरफुल स्टेटमेंट। दे वर वेरी ओवरवेलम्ड विद सॉरो एंड दे ग्रीव्ड नॉट नोइंग दे डिड नॉट नो देयर सन्स स्ट्रेंथ एंड दे स्टार्टेड टू ग्रीव बिटरली फीलिंग दैट देयर चिल्ड्रन आर नाउ गोइंग टू बी फिनिश्ड। वासुदेव स्टार्टेड टू क्राई एंड देवकी milk started to drip from her breast, and Nanda Maharaj started to think. Naturally, he was thinking, why didn't we keep our sons at home? Why did we allow them to come here to this corrupt exhibition? There started to flow so many tears. Vasudev was sitting in behind these women. They were not sitting right in the front. And by hearing these talks of these women, they became very much aggrieved. Now see how the battle continued of Krishna Balaram with the wrestlers. So according to the rules of the wrestling, and even sometimes breaking these rules, between Charu and Krishna and Mustik and Balaram, this war was going. In the beginning, as it was clear that this is just a game, a show of the talents. Now that had crossed over. Now it was clear that this was a war. Now it was clear that each one wanted to kill the other. Now the Lord had made up his mind that he wanted to kill the wrestler. Here Sukadev Goswami says that the hard blows from Krishna's limbs fell to Charur, the very crushing lightning bolts, as if it was breaking every part of his body and causing him more and more pain and fatigue. His body started to break. The Lord has anant bal, unlimited power, unlimited strength. He seems to be a small boy, but he's the Supreme Lord. He has unlimited strength. Now this Charun started to think, oh my God, why did I start fighting with this boy? I should not have challenged him. I forced him to fight with me. Now he is thinking. Now he's realizing that he is being defeated. His Lord's hands and feet seem to him more strong than Vajra. Vajra can slice mountains, but Krishna's hands and feet to him felt like stronger and more harder than the Vajra. Even then, if he had surrendered to the Lord, Krishna would not have killed him, but now he had to protect his self-respect. Now Charun was thinking, how I can, even though he knew he was going to be defeated and killed, and he was thinking of his self-respect, how I can say that I am tired, I cannot fight with you, and that run away. Then all of a sudden, just like a hawk, he picks up a speed. Just like a hawk, this Charun, he picked up his speed and struck the Lord's chest with both his fists. He certainly had the spirit of a good fighter. As soon as he wanted to hit the Lord in his chest, the Lord held on to his hands tight. The Lord held on to both his hands and caught hold of him, his two hands, and he started to whirl him around in the air so fast. And Charun fell down dead. Now everybody in assembly stood up in ecstasy and they started saying, Jai Ho, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. They were so much relieved of their distress and they were so happy Chanur was dead. Even Kamsa's own ministers, they stood up and they said, Jai, Jai. What could Kans do now? He said, stop this, but nobody was listening to him anymore. He was a no one. When Charuna had tried to slap Krishna with his two fists and Krishna held on to his arms, that demon's mighty blows, it felt to Krishna as if a flower garland was thrown at an elephant. Text 22-23. He did not fall on the soft sand in the akhara. The Lord threw him on the stone outside of the wrestling field, the stone floor. He didn't even throw him so close. He threw him far away. He just whirled him around and threw him far away on a brick floor, on a stone floor. Tarsa kshir jivitam. And the wrestler fell down dead. Text 24. When Tathai Mustika.
Tathai Mustika.
When Charun saw, when Mustika, he saw that Charun hit Krishna with his fist, he tried to do the same to Balaram. When he tried to slap the Lord Balaram in this way, he received a very violent blow from the palm of the Lord's mighty Lord's palm. And just with one slap of Lord Balaram, he whirled around and he fell, he trembled all over in great pain and he vomited blood like bulbul. He vomited blood. And then he fell down on the ground, lifeless, simply by one blow. For Lord Balaram, it's not a big thing to kill somebody with one slap. But according to the performing a human-like pastime, Shukadev Goswami is glorifying the Lord just by his one slap of one palm. Mushtik died.
मुखतर दीपा वैसे ही पतातर विपस्त है बाता हते आंध्री पहा जैसे बहुत बड़े आंधी के बोझ से कोई
as if there is a great very strong hurricane and a huge mighty tree is blown down by the wind. In this way, this big demon Mustika made a large sound like ah, and he fell down to the ground. Lord Balaram's slap is very, very, very famous. He is Bal personified, his strength personified, Balaram. Text 26. And after this, the third wrestler, Kut, he came. Lord Balaram playfully and he killed him with his left fist, O king. Sukadev Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj. These five wrestlers were kept special to kill Krishna Balaram. So Chanur, Mustik, they were dead. Now Kut came forward. He died and now there is one called Shal and one called Toshal. When Kut came forward, he thought, let me quickly go and kill Balaram because now he's tired. Now he's tired. He did wrestle with Mushtik for a long time, and so he killed him. But now he's really tired. I can get him now. If I just get him now, I'll be able to kill him. But just a very slight slap with his left hand, Lord Balaram immediately killed Kut. Lord Balaram did not even let him fight. This Kuta's head split up and he just fell down immediately. Lord Balaram did not waste any time. Now the fight is taking place with great speed. Text 27. So then Shal came. So Shal came very quickly to kill Krishna. And when Krishna saw that Balaram had killed Kuta with his left fist, and Krishna decided to just kick this wrestler Shala with his toes. So he just kicked him with his toes and tore his body into half. Then Toshal came practically the same time. Shal and Toshal tried to attack Krishna. They thought maybe together they can, while Krishna is still tired, Shal and Toshal, almost at the same time, they rushed forward to kill Krishna. So Krishna decided to use his toes this time. With his left toe, he just kicked Shala and his head burst open and he was split in two. And almost at the same time, he kicked the other one, Toshal, with his right toe, and he was killed in the same way. So both the wrestlers fell down dead. Now all the five wrestlers are dead. And everybody is saying, Jai Jai, Jai Jai.
चारुरे मुष्टिके कूटे सले तो सलके हते श्रेषा प्रददे मल्ला सर्वे प्रार परिप्सवा
28. Now in the assembly there were thousands of wrestlers were sitting waiting for their turn. They thought after the five will get tired, we will go. So when they saw these five big champions with their dead bodies all over, they just fled. They fled for their lives. They just ran out of the arena and they ran away very fast. They thought, why should we die? So they all just ran away. They were kept there to show their talents, but they all just ran away. They understood. Now it's Kamsa's turn. They knew. They run away, Kansa won't be able to catch them and punish them and kill them for running away, because they knew now next one is Kansa. They knew Kansa is going to die. So they ran away out of fear for their lives from Krishna and Balaram's hand, but they had no fear from Kansa himself. Then both the brothers, they said, now we will show you our talents. So they called their young cowherd boys to join them. And along with the cowherd boys, Krishna and Balaram danced about and sported. Their ankle bells resounded like musical instrument played. And this gave Krishna Balaram, this celebrated their victory. And their friends and relatives and all the citizens became very, very happy. Their distress was immediately eradicated. And in this wrestling with the cowherd boys, now Krishna and Balaram is showing how their friends are defeating them. His gop sakhas, they're picking up Krishna and slashing him down. They're picking up Balaram, slashing him down. They're sitting on their chest and they're defeating them. So sometimes the Lord would be on top of them. So all these five dead people's, dead wrestlers' dead bodies were taken away immediately. There was blood everywhere. Now the real game had started. Krishna really enjoyed himself playing with his friends, wrestling in that soft sand. Some of the Gop boys were too afraid to come down because of Kamsa, but Krishna and Balaram went up to them and pulled them down off their seats with their arms, and they said, come on, come on, we have to show the king our talents. So then, at this point, everybody was so much in ecstasy that the exalted brahmanas, they stood up, and the saints, they all said, excellent, excellent, and they were all standing up and saying, jai, jai. Even the people that were, Kamsa had paid to play the band music, even they forgot that we were supposed to be on the Kamsa's side. They just stood up and started playing this band music really loudly and very ecstatically. Everybody was jubilated, everybody except one person, King Kamsa. All the brahmanas were saying, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu iti, means excellent, excellent, very excellent. Text 31. When all the five wrestlers were killed and the others ran away, then all of a sudden King Kamsa, first of all he started chastising, shouting at the band players. Stop this, stop this. Why are you playing? Who do you think has become victorious? Is this why I have employed you? Are you Krishna Das or Kamsa Das? He was shouting and trying to stop them, but the band players were just going on and playing. When he was shouting so much at the band players, stop, stop, stop. So they slowed down a little bit, and when they quietened down a little bit, he started giving orders. Catch these two boys of Vasudev. Catch them. Throw them out of the city. Take the cowherd boy's property and arrest that fool Nanda. He started giving orders. He started shouting orders like that. Throw them out of Mathura. Is there anybody? But nobody is listening to him. Throw them out of here. Dhanam harat gopanam. Take all their property. Nandam durmatim. This fool Nanda. Catch him. Arrest him. Put him in jail. He's saying, catch that text 33. Vasudev, Durmedha, the foolish-minded Vasudev, Hanyatam, should be killed immediately. He's the worst of the impure. Asattama, he's the worst of the impure. And also kill my father Ugrasena and all his followers. They're all on the side of my enemies. In this way, he was blabbering away. Text 34. In this way, as he was blaspheming Krishna's own father, Vasudev, and Nanda Maharaj, and Ugrasena, his grandfather, now Krishna became angry at Kamsa's words.